Yes, sir. You already know what time it is. You already know what's going on. I am your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
Welcome back to the Silver Boys Podcast.
Back in the stew. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In a month. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No Zoom. We in the flesh. What's going on, man?
Oh, man. I was about to say, you got to talk to me. You the one who say you want to talk about the World Series.
Oh, I was just... Oh, man, Yankees, you know, losing to the Dodgers in the World Series 4-1. I just thought we should, like, you know, talk about it a little bit, you know, talk about what happened during, the, you know, the course of the series. See, you know a lot about baseball, so I just wanted to learn from you a little bit. But I'm disappointed, but I'm happy that the Yankees even made it, you know, to the World Series. I'm proud of them. Don't get me wrong. Super proud of them. But, you know, they put up a fighting chance, but I can't. The Dodgers are just a better team. And like we were talking about before, you know, that when you spend $1 billion on your players, you're going to get the best. And that's what the Dodgers got, you know?
That's the beauty part of baseball. You got to spend money. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You have to spend money. And for a long time, the top markets were not winning.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers and the Yankees for like the longest time ever. And then back in 2020, Dodgers went in the bubble. And then, now they won it in 2024, and mm-hmm. deservedly so. You know, they got hitters all around. You know, their first three hitters are generational hitters in Shohei, Mookie, and Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
Love those guys. Then at that, you got Teoscar Hernandez, who Teoscar was the home run derby champion this year.
Mm-hmm.
Kike Hernandez, Enrique Hernandez, that's his full name, but they call him Kike. He has the most postseason home runs of any active player right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then at that, you got to round it off with guys like Gavin Lux and Will Smith. And Rojas. So, you know, they got it all, man. But most importantly, not just the offense, but the defense.
Defense
was stout, man. Mm-hmm. Defense was great. You know, they're missing a lot of their starting pitching with Kershaw out. Glasnow isn't there and other guys. So, you know, that they were able to go in and just dominate and do their thing was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It was impressive to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, bonehead mistakes were the things that kept, you know, the Yankees from at least just being in it for the most part. Fundamental things, you know, fielding. You
got, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, there were things out there that we were taught as little leaguers to do and not to do that they were doing out there.
Mm-hmm.
Base running. Base running is another fundamental thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can't base run, you ain't going to win.
Yes, you know what I mean?
You're not going to score. So it was it's frustrating. Am I happy that they got there? No, because if you're going to get there, you have to win it.
You got to win it.
As a Yankee, you know,
yeah.
For those out there who know what Yankees, you know, what the organization means, what it stands for, it's excellence in championships. You have to win. You know what I mean? If it's, you know, Dodgers and Yankees are two in the same. It's championship or bust.
Championship or bust. Every season. Yep.
There's nothing else to it.
Yep.
And, you know, you gotta get guys that show up, you know. For the most part, guys like... Gleyber Torres and Anthony Volpe, they showed up all the way up into the World Series. But, you know, Giancarlo Stanton and Soto, they did their thing. But Judge is the
expert. Throughout the whole postseason, too.
You're the captain, you know what I mean? I'm not saying I want a home run every single time like you do in the regular season, but you have to show up,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? I need you for those singles and doubles, you know, I need you for those sack flies, I need you to get on base, I need you to be a threat, I need, every time that you get up there, I just, you know what I mean? I want the pitcher to be like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, every time they see Soto, you already know that they're like, I'm going to be in a battle for my life.
Yes.
When they see Stanton, they're like, man, if I hang this slider, if I hang this changeup, he's going to bang it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't doing that for the most part.
And so do you put more of that on Judge not being able to just, you know, have the opportunities to hit, or do
he
you
had the opportunity?
Or yeah. I'm just saying, do you blame more on Judge, or do you give more credit to the Dodgers pitching?
It wasn't just the Dodgers pitching, because this was happening throughout the whole playoffs.
You're right.
From mm-hmm. Kansas City to Cleveland, all the way mm-hmm. up to when we got to mm-hmm. LA.
His hitting average went down. Yeah.
His hitting, but this is nothing new though.
Yes.
It's always been happening in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, Reggie Jackson was Mr. October because he showed up. We called Derek Jeter Mr. November because he showed up in the World Series when it counted the most.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Derek Jeter has 20 postseason home runs, bro. Derek Jeter was not a home run hitter.
Mm-hmm.
If you know who Derek Jeter was, he was not a home run hitter. He was a contact hitter. Singles and doubles is what he was getting. But when you needed it the most, he got you the runs that you needed. That's right. What we expect from our captain.
Yes.
We were so spoiled when we were younger because we had Derek Jeter. We had Alex Rodriguez. We had Mark Teixeira. Jorge Posada, Andy Pettit, CeCe Sabathia. You know, we had Mariano Rivera, the greatest closer of all time. Damn you, Austin Hedges and Emmanuel Clase. Austin Hedges put Emmanuel Clase in a bad spot by saying that he was better than Mariano Rivera. That's another story for another day. But yeah, no, that's just, you know, guys have to show up, man. Guys have to show up, and
it's unfortunate.
When we needed Batman the most, he wasn't there for us. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
You got that C on your chest for a reason, bro. Act like it. Mm-hmm. Love you though. Mm-hmm. I always will, but yeah, it doesn't matter if you hit a home run in every single game next year.
It doesn't matter. When it counts now. Exactly. Yes. Yes. The regular season doesn't matter no more. It doesn't matter.
It's like Joel Embiid with the regular season.
Exactly.
The MVPs, it's like no one
yes.
cares.
Yes.
At this point, you know what I mean? Yes. Or like Lamar Jackson. It's like no one's going to care anymore.
Mm-hmm. You already had the, you had already the, got the accolades already.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now we want to see you really going ahead and get it when it matters the most.
Got you. But yeah, we'll talk more about it, I feel like, you know, during the off season.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing
yeah,
where
yeah.
the Yankees once, go once, from here and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Once guys like, you know, Soto is going to be a free agent. Gleyber Torres is going to be a free agent. Verdugo is going to be a free agent. So,
okay,
you know, there's a lot of free agents out there. You know, yeah. hopefully they capitalize it. And I know the Yankees get it 5 days before Soto can talk to everybody else. If I was Cashman, if I'm Steinbrenner, giving a blank check to Soto, whatever you want.
Bro. Whatever you want. I'm throwing the whole house at him.
Because a part of me is actually happy that they lost this because now they get to see. You have to break the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Shohei's $700 million doesn't really kick in for another couple years
because he deferred it.
So that they could keep, you know what I mean, keep going with this, and hopefully, you know, they make a dynasty out of it, which, you know, they deservedly so.
And there's no reason why the Yankees can't do the same thing.
Exactly. But baseball season's out of the way. We are, halfway through the NFL season now?
Pretty much, yes, we are halfway through.
It's been a pretty good NFL season, too.
I think so.
So to speak. Kansas City gets themselves a linebacker, Josh Uche, I think his name is, if I'm not mistaken, from the Patriots in exchange for a 2026 fifth round pick. As if Kansas City needs somebody else.
Need more. Thanos collecting Infinity Stones. Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you.
That's exactly what it is. Sad news, Stephon Diggs takes his ACL.
Yeah, man. Oh, my God. That broke my heart seeing that on the news. That broke my heart just for the Texans and for Stephon. Just because, like, you know, the Texans, they had a lot of things going for them, yeah. I believe. And I thought that this year could have been one of those years that they were a real, real contender. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really get to the big game, you know. So, but damn, yeah, Stephon out.
They still could. Nico still has, like, one more week out.
He coming back, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. with the hamstring injury. You know, the guys are just going to step up. Robert Woods is a former, you know, number one wide receiver who I know can step up. Tank Dell did his thing.
Tank Dell, yeah, you know what
I
mean? He nice.
You know, I feel like he's gonna keep going. So, yeah, no, you know, we'll really see how they look Thursday night.
Yes.
Get the Jets.
Yes. Yes.
Ravens trade for Deontay Johnson, which is a pretty good,
great pickup.
Pretty good pickup right there, adding depth to that wide receiver core after what you've seen from them against Cleveland. Oh boy. Yo, I keep going back to what happened to Rashad Bateman. He lost the ball to Sonny.
Yo.
I screamed, yo. I'm not gonna lie. I screamed.
He screamed.
I screamed. I was watching it on the red zone. All I see is Lamar, he gets out of the pocket, boom, launches it. I'm like, oh, this is oh no.
No way, yo. Nah, that's crazy.
Yo, that was just funny. It was just hilarious. I'm sorry, but that was just funny because it's like, dang, bro, like how did that happen?
I know. Got the Browns looking like a whole new team now, yo. Like that's crazy to me.
Vikings trade for left tackle Cam Robinson and get a conditional 2026 seventh round pick that can go away based on play time. Jags get a conditional 2026 fifth round pick that can become a fourth round based on the play time. Minnesota needed this after losing Christian Darrisaw to injury.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good pickup. You know, Vikings still trying to stay on the path that they're on.
Yeah, because, you know, if they kind of fallen like off a little bit for the last 2 weeks. You know, they lost to Detroit and then losing to the Rams. you know, this past week in week eight. So, you know, like after starting hot, you know, they kind of hit a little plateau.
Yeah.
But I think this pick will help them. Like, you know, defense is still going. Defense is still good. Still great. Yeah. Yes.
They still got, you know, good, you know, receivers and running backs. Mm-hmm. You know, Sam Darnold's still doing his thing, but yeah. The Colts.
Oh, man.
This is the news right here.
This
is the news right here. All right, so I'll give you guys the news, and then after that, we'll get into it. So the Colts bench Anthony Richardson for Joe Flacco. Now, Anthony Richardson has thrown for 958 yards, 4 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 44% completion rating, which is low, and a 38.4 QBR, which is 27th in the league.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
And to add insult to injury, on Sunday, after in the third quarter, after a small run, he ended up tapping himself on the head, which everybody, if you don't know, everybody knows that in the sports world, when you tap yourself on the head, you tap yourself on the chest, that's usually an indication of I'm tired, I need a break for a second. Tell you guys this right now, no quarterback. Nor offensive lineman.
Does that.
Come out of games.
No, not at all. Not in the slightest. You do not ask to come out of game if you're a quarterback.
No.
That just does not happen.
No.
What you mean you tired?
You can't be.
What you mean you tired?
You are the captain. You are the face of this franchise.
How are you tired? You got a 44% completion rate. It ain't like you're throwing it all over the field, my brother. Yeah, how you tired? I don't get it.
That was so frustrating.
I really didn't get it.
And heartbreaking. I was like, wow.
Joe Flacco coming in off the couch again, and he taking people's jobs, dude. Right. He's taking people's jobs, man.
That's the Grim Reaper job.
This is
right
crazy.
There.
This is and tearing it up too. Like yes. That's what's crazy
yes,
to me.
That's the wild part.
Like tearing it up. But man, I don't even know what you do with Anthony Richardson now, because this could go one of two ways. Either you actually, you know, take the time to develop him, and you take the time to really, really, you know, get progression through him, or you Justin Fields him, and you just you
package him,
boom, get him out. Maybe another team could do something with him that, you know, we see how Pittsburgh did for the first, you know, 4 or 5 games with Justin Fields.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know, but you know, after only playing like, you know, a couple of games in college and then getting drafted, That's probably like his biggest downfall, I would say, is the fact that he doesn't really have that reputable experience and that experience that you can really, really lean on. So he's still learning as he goes. But, you know, I guess when your ceiling is so high, you know, your upside could be so much. But if you're not reaching that upside and you're not showing a team you're progressing, you're not going to get nothing done, and they're not going to believe in you anymore.
Right.
So, but I think I don't really know if he's going to, like, learn too much from Joe Flacco, because I don't think him and Joe Flacco are the same quarterback at all.
Not even.
So it's like, if he is staying behind and he is, like, learning from Joe, like what is he truly learning besides just, like, you know, okay, maybe the ball got to be here instead of here. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, you know, you got to teach your receivers to be here instead of here, you know, or are you reading defenses a certain way? But other than that, your play style ain't the same, so it's not like you guys are going to really, like, you know, come together and really, you know, gel off of that too.
Right.
So I don't, for Indianapolis, I don't know what they got to do, man. I really don't.
Yeah, that's a tricky situation. So I'm going to read the stat to you. So Anthony Richardson has had 13 starts in Florida, 925 snaps. That's low.
That's really low.
You know what I mean? That's very low, you know. And so far in the NFL, he's had 10 starts with 451 snaps, while Joe Flacco, over his NFL career, has 12,086 snaps.
Like, just experience.
Yeah. And then I'm going to read another stat to you. So in 4 games that Joe Flacco had played when Richardson was hurt, Joe Flacco had a completion rate of 65.7%. He's thrown for over 700 yards. Mm-hmm. The 6.6 yards per attempt, and 7 touchdowns and 1 interception. Counted that to Richardson's...
His 4 touchdowns and his 7 interceptions. Yeah. That just tells me that he can't, like, read defenses that well. and he can't see. He's not seeing things where like how they should be, and he's not seeing the play develop ahead of time.
Right.
That's what that's telling me.
Now, in his defense, I will say that there are some passes out there that he is making, but the receivers just aren't coming up with the ball. That's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, overall, I think you're right. It's, you know, it's whether it's the same defenses or, you know, it's just, you know, your arm accuracy isn't there, or just off the fact that, you know, like, it sounds like the team is like, maybe we rush this a little bit. You know, it might just be that too. So, who knows? And plus this team, they feel like they have a chance, you know what I mean? To at least make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They're sitting second in their division, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously behind the Texans. So, yeah, that's, I don't know, man.
It's a tough situation for the Colts. It really, really is. We're just gonna have to wait and see.
Yeah.
If I was them though, I would sit him. I would just sit him for the rest of the year. Don't let him come back. Like just let him sit. You want to sit? All right, go sit, brother.
Yeah.
Go sit.
Yeah.
Go sit.
I had a feeling that was coming too. Oh my God! And like the biggest thing was when he went to the press conference and said, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, I was tired.
Yeah, I was like, dude, no.
That's not.
Why would you say that? No. That's the mentality.
Yes, I would never in my life.
Taught me everything I needed to know.
I would never in my life say nothing like that. I remember playing basketball. And you know what I mean?
Like,
I would never in my life even tell you I was tired.
No.
I would never even walk over to my dad or to any of the coaches and be like, yeah, I need one.
I need to say, I'm
gonna tough this thing out. I didn't run all those suicides, those homicides. I didn't run those 21s. I didn't run for minutes on end for no reason to be tired. I never forget what Coach Stretch said to us one time. He said, you could be tired all you want on offense, but you can never be tired on defense.
Right about that.
Because guess what? You can't be tired on defense, so you got to defend. But guess what? You're only going to be tired on offense until you get the ball, and then you actually got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, you're going to wake up.
That adrenaline going to start pumping. Mm-hmm.
So, that's for me personally, that's just a cardinal sin to say. It's like, all right, it feels like your heart's not in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're supposed to be the face of the franchise, the CEO of the Colts, and you can't do that.
It's a damn shame.
You just hate to see it. let's get into some games that we will see this upcoming week. After the Washington's huge,
oh my goodness!
Wait a minute, we didn't even talk about that.
Hold on.
We need to dedicate a couple minutes.
Yes.
To that.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So, what's my man's name? I don't know if you remember. What's my man's name that was off to the side?
I can't remember for the death of me.
Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna find it.
Oh my goodness. But that was, you know, when I seen that,
first of all,
I kept rewinding the Hail Mary. The Hail Mary alone was just amazing. But then when you understand why the Hail Mary
happened, once you see it, no, because that was not okay. That was not okay.
If I was Matt Nagy, bro, oh my goodness.
I wouldn't have been able to function.
No.
Once I get him in the locker room, I'm getting hot thinking about it. I'm getting hot thinking about it, guys.
My crash out would have been so historic, bro. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I'm telling you, everybody would have heard me from the parking lot.
Bro.
Because that cannot happen whatsoever.
No. Never.
Whatsoever.
Never. So for those who don't know, this player, I think the number was like 29 or something like that, or 30. Yeah, 29 or something like that. This player, for two plays straight.
Tyreek Stevenson
for two plays straight was taunting the Commanders fans. Just like that.
Meanwhile, they running an entire play behind you.
So the first play was a simple little out route to the left sideline. To Terry McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. They get that.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. Get out of bounds, but is it 2 seconds left?
Yep.
Okay.
It might have been two seconds.
Stevenson still sitting there, going crazy. The ball is snapped. 4 seconds, yo. 4 seconds. The ball is snapped. Dudes are already converging in to the middle of the end zone.
And he's still...
He's still hoorahing on yada, yada, yada. Meanwhile, that was the only bad thing. Meanwhile, there's only three people rushing Jaden Daniels.
Three people. He held the ball, Cam, for 13 seconds.
Where in the world is he going to go?
He held the ball for 13 seconds.
Where is the man going to go?
He held the ball for 13 whole seconds.
There's three people rushing him while there's one QB spy. Where is he going to go?
And then he just threw up a prayer.
And then he launched a prayer only for Stevenson.
The same player.
Hit the ball to Noah Brown.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Man, I'm sorry, but you might have to go.
Yo, you want to talk about, like, because Caleb Williams, he was, like, you know, that they were doing, like, the Bears were doing, both teams were not playing, like, that well leading up to like, you know, the third and fourth quarter.
Yes.
And then, like, you know, the Bears kind of broke away for a second, And then...
Swiss touchdown.
Yes.
Coming back down. Yes.
Thank you. And then the fact that you even gave Jaden Daniels and that Commanders offense the opportunity, to even launch that thing, and then to let them catch it after you were taunting Tyreek Stevenson, you were taunting, and then you were the person that tipped it. You were the person. Yes. I don't know if there's anything called fate, Cam. That is it right there.
If there's anything called karma.
Karma. Something. There. That is it right there, man. Like instant karma. Instant karma. Mm. And I can't believe it. But shout out Jaden Daniels and that Commanders because
they did.
That's all you can say. It was just a defensive lapse. Even on the play before, like you said, on that out route should have never happened.
Yeah, no.
That out route should have never happened.
Why is everybody already playing all the way up?
Move up a little bit more.
Move up, yeah.
Come on now.
Getting into this week. The couple of good games. You know, it's funny because last week, I'm like, yeah, there's some good games. And I looked at the schedule. I'm like,
yeah.
But then next thing you know,
it turned out to be some good games.
It's crazy. Dallas, who knows what they're trying to do? They have Atlanta.
That's a tough game.
Yeah, that's gonna be a tough one. Like I said, Washington is coming up to MetLife to face the Giants. Denver, this is a sneaky one. Denver going to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sneaky one.
Yes, it is.
Baltimore bounce back, and Denver's defense is great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago, how does Chicago bounce back now that they're going to see Arizona? After Arizona got a thrilling win against the Dolphins.
Yes.
Tua's return. So that's going to be good. Mm-hmm. Detroit versus Green Bay.
That's game of the week right there. Yes.
And then the Sunday nightcap. Is the Colts versus the Vikings,
which is going to be another good one, just because you get to see Joe Flacco, you know what I'm saying, and then that Vikings defense again.
Mm-hmm. And then to end it off on Monday night, we got Tampa Bay and Kansas City.
Another good one, because you know Tampa Bay and Baker, like, they're doing their thing. Baker throwing some interceptions here and a lot of interceptions here and there.
But then that's to be expected without
Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Mm-hmm. Yes. So you know, Chiefs 7-0. We just got to see how they look. Yeah.
Let's see, what do we got here? We got still got a couple more minutes. Moving on to college football. College football has been wild, to say the least.
Absolutely.
To say the least. Indiana's still undefeated. Navy just took a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
To Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I actually do have this one stat for you that's probably gonna make throw up.
I'm listening.
So Notre Dame. Nope, that's not what I wanted right there. Notre Dame has, I want to say, seven. Yes, if I'm not mistaken, had seven touchdowns at MetLife.
I know exactly what you're about to say.
I think the Jets have four, and then the Giants have, like, one.
I'm about to throw this. I'm going to throw this, guys. I'm going to throw this soda can here. I don't get it. Notre Dame. They not even from there. They don't even practice there, man. And they got more touchdowns. I'm gonna throw up. It's happening right now, guys. If you can't see it on camera, it's happening. Oh man, yeah, I'm not okay. Not okay. Not okay.
No.
Not okay at all. I don't even want to talk about it. Move on. Move on.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Oregon's still undefeated though too.
Yes, Oregon's still undefeated. They actually have a tough one coming in this week. They're going to Michigan to
yeah.
the house, so
that's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one to see what they could do against that. Still, even though that they're not as hot, obviously on offense, they still have a great defense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's gonna be real good to see. Ohio State and Penn State. That's gonna be a game.
That's a good one.
That's
yes,
gonna be a game.
I agree.
Not only Big Ten Conference Championship implications, but also playoff seeding.
Playoff seeding implications, absolutely.
Yeah. Duke has Miami.
Okay.
That's going to be another good one.
Okay.
See if Miami can stay undefeated. Miami has been in some close games, bro. They
really have been, yo, by the skin of their teeth.
They got to build a statue for Cam Ward, by the way, that he's able to get them out of so many sticky situations, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss and Arkansas, that's going to be a good one. Arkansas sneaky good. They're like 5-3. Still, Ole Miss is still ranked, but they underperformed.
Yes,
and they've been underperforming. Mm-hmm. Easily. We talked about Indiana still undefeated.
Yes, they are,
and they're going to Michigan State this weekend. So that's gonna be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State has Texas Tech coming in. Iowa State is looking like a favorite right now for the Big 12. Another good one. Nightcap is a. Number 18, Pittsburgh versus number 20, SMU.
Okay.
So that's going to be a good one, too. But mm-hmm. Wanted to give big shouts out to Colorado.
Right? We go, yo, where the bowling balls at, guys? Where the bowling balls? Where the pins? Where the bowling balls? Yes, sir.
Wanted to give a big shout out to them. They're officially ranked 23rd now. They're ranked 3rd right now, yep, in the Big 12, so... Yeah, man.
They could make some noise, man. They might be able to get it. I really think that they can.
I think they can too.
I really think they can.
They just need to see if I know Iowa State and Kansas State have to face each other.
Uh-huh.
And BYU has to face. I don't think they face anybody crazy. The only really good team that they face is Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, those are the three teams that's in front of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you know. Kansas State and Iowa State, if one of them slip up, they could hopefully take that third spot, and then hopefully, you know, maybe BYU slips up too.
I hope BYU slips up, but they look good.
Yeah.
They look really good.
Yeah. They're
ranked 9th right now.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
They came on the scene kicking, man.
Kicked out of nowhere,
at Kansas State. That's when I remember watching that game, and I was like, oh my God.
Yes. Nah, shout out Colorado. Shout out Dion. Shout out my Heisman candidate winner, Travis Hunter.
Not Ashton?
Nah, I'm giving it to Trav. Two-way player. I'm giving it to him. Impact player on both sides of the ball.
I can't be mad at that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. They got a bye week this week. Then after that, they got Texas Tech, Utah, Kansas, and Oklahoma State. They keep their head down and keep moving the way that they're supposed to.
Gotta win out.
Easily win out, and mm-hmm. then they can make a case.
Yes, they can.
I think they can make a case for real. Because let's be honest, we already know how college football works. Those teams, some of those teams at the top are going to fall.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? Absolutely. They may be able to sneak their way in.
Yeah, like with teams like Bama and LSU had to face each other. We just talked about Pitt and SMU. They had to face each other. Army's going to have to, you know, face a couple good teams later on. Mm-hmm. And then plus they have the Army-Navy game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's going to come up. So, yeah, man, these teams are literally going to be fighting to the death. And then, if I'm not mistaken, I believe next week is when we will officially start getting the college football playoff rankings.
Yes, sir. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, let's go. It's a new different format. So the top 4 seeds get automatic bids.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So that'll be your SECs, your Big 10, Big 12s, and your ACCs.
Okay.
And then after that, the group of 5s with the American Athletic Conference and all those other conferences like the Sun Belt and stuff like that. They'll be like, you know, bidding for, you know, the at large bids.
Got you.
So to speak. So, yeah, man, it's fun.
Let's go. I'm ready. I can't wait for that to drop.
We're coming up at the end, but college basketball starts Monday.
Yes, it does. So, yeah. Okay.
You know, we're going to be talking about that a little more, but yeah.
We'll get into that. Yeah, we have to.
But I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
This is the Silver Boys.
Thank you, thank you.